Let the confused spirit come into a perfect fellowship with you. My Lord, my God, restore that fellowship this morning. Restore that fellowship this morning. Restore that communication wire this morning. Oh Lord God, we seek you. You sent down fire during the days of Moses. During the days of Abraham, fire came down. During the days of Elijah, fire came down. During the days of the apostles, fire came down. Oh, to start a revival. Lord, we need a revival. Let the fire come down. Let the fire of the people come down. That your people will be fired. That the demonic force will battle. That we will rise as bold lions. As we take that back, we can be stolen. As we conquer the territory.
Any wall of embarrassment,
any wall of self pity, any wall of self unforgiveness, any wall of unholiness, any wall of ungodliness, any wall of criticism, any wall. Oh my God, my God, we take that foundation out. We take their foundation off.
Yes.
Anything that does not taste like you this morning, we neutralize them with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Let heaven respond.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, you said, whatsoever we bound in the earth shall be bound in heaven. So this morning, we bind the demonic forces responsible for sickness and disease in the kingdom. We bind them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bind demonic forces responsible for divorce in the kingdom.
Yes.
We bind the demonic forces responsible for adultery and fornication. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Demonic forces responsible for stealing and lying, resisting and any devilish action. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Anything in the kingdom that does not comply with the word of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we curse it, just like Jesus cursed it. Anything in the kingdom that becomes a stumbling block, oh God, we command them to remove that. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your power respond.
Yes.
Oh, Rakamalaya, let our hearts celebrate. Let our hearts celebrate. Let our hearts celebrate. Let the fire rise in us. Let fire rise in our hearts. Let fire rise in our spirit. Lord God, let our mind be embedded with the fire. Let the blood of our feet. Let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Let the demonic presence be scattered. Let the demonic forces be derailed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, today we accept nothing but healing, restoration, with an increase in the name of Jesus. We accept the power of resurrection.
Lord, yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
Let heaven respond.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because you respond to the faith of your people. You said in your word, because of faith, you spoke. And this morning, we spoke also because of faith. Hey, faith in your word.
Yes.
Anyone that walks through the door this morning with any issue, Lord, we pray that that issue remain at the feet of the cross.
Yes.
That person will live completely free.
Yes, Lord.
Anyone that walks into the temple this morning, Lord, remember what you said in the second Corinthians. After someone pray, you said you will hear from heaven. Ha! Release your word. We pray this morning. Jesus said, the time will come when we don't have to go to Jerusalem to call upon the name of the Lord. And that day is the day we will not have to go to Jerusalem to call so you can hear us. But we call you from man and contention. Lord, yes, hear us and respond. Hear us and respond. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Almighty God. Oh, mighty 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 God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord where prayer is going up before the Lord. Amen. Just like I see the incense smoke going up. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter his courts with praise, and I will say this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. And I will enter his courts with praise.
Glory of the Lord, oh, the fire.
Glory!
Hallelujah. When the enemy comes at me like a flood, God, you are so good. Because he lifts up a standard against them. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you, O God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, God, and with worship in our spirits, O Lord. Lord, we ask right now, God, that let those who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying on today, God, that, Lord, that the enemy may tremble, God, at the sound of your voice and at the word that is being spoken, O God. We thank you, O God, for all things great, all things mighty, all things that belong to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We're going to come to the book of Psalms, the 8th chapter. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms. And it's a very profound psalm, and some of us know it by heart, and some have sung songs concerning it. Amen. And it's a song that David sings, or he pens in worship. And he starts off by saying, O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name. And so we know that David immediately begins to reverence God when he says, O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. But what I want to talk about is in verse 4, and it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. For thou hast put all things under his feet. Hallelujah. And I begin to think about what it is that God wants us to talk about. He said, talk about dominion and having everything up under your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, when God begins to perform creation, when he begins to speak, he says in the 26th verse of Genesis 1, he says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God says, let us make man in our image, because there was a duty and a responsibility for man to have dominion. That means to have a excellency or a power in which they had a ruling over. And the Bible lets us know also that in creation, all the creatures were made in their like kindness, meaning that a dog will always reproduce itself as a dog. However, when God made man, he said, let us make him in our image, in our likeness. So God was saying that I'm not going to have you to reproduce yourself, but I'm going to impart my image and my likeness into you so that you may have dominion over all things, and that all things would be where? Under your feet. So David says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And it's a question that we oftentimes ask ourselves,
God, what is it about us that you are so mindful of us, that you have considered us in this time to be your child, and you have made us in your likeness, and the word of God says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God continues in Isaiah, where he says that I have my thoughts towards you to be good and not evil. So David said, God, what is man? What is it about man that you are mindful of him? And that you have visited us through your word, and you have kept yourself into the tabernacle, and you have allowed yourself to be the representation of our King in our nation. God, what is it of man that you are mindful of him? That you have made us lower than the angels. And God began to reveal for me that man is the only creature that he has created that has the ability to repent. Because animals cannot repent. Angels cannot repent. Satan himself cannot repent. Because God did not put his image and his likeness into them, he put it in man. And we're the only ones that God has made in his likeness that has the ability to repent, to come back to him, to be able to reconcile himself with man. Because if we think about the fall of Adam, we would say that God could have scrapped Adam and Eve at that point when they failed him. And he could have had the ability to start all over again. But he said that I will put enmity between me and thee. So God begins to work out what is the enmity that's between us and him, which is sin. But he goes on to say that I will have the ability that when he comes, that he will bruise the head of the serpent. What is man that thou art mindful, that God is mindful of us on today? That he visits us in his spirit, that we may have dominion. And one of the things that I come to understand about dominion is that God, even though that sin kind of separated us, he still gave us power. Because he did not give all the power over the earth was no longer given to us, but he gave us, continued to give us power. Why? Because we had the ability to farm animals. We had the ability to move cattle from left to right. But to have dominion, what it is to have dominion? How do we get dominion back into our hands? And that is through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Through Jesus Christ do we have dominion. Through Jesus Christ do we have power. Because God, in his infinite wisdom, made the choice to send Jesus in the flesh of man. God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? What is it about? What is it about us, God, that you send Jesus Christ in the form of man to redo what Adam did not accomplish? To bring dominion in his power and in his hands. Because the word of God says, if you come to me, I've already done the great things. But if you ask of me, then you can have the greater things. The works that you can do is become greater. It's not about the quality, because Jesus provides the quality of power, but he was looking for us to bring in the quantity of people to be subjected to the power. And so how does he do that? He instills his power and his spirit within us so that we could trample over serpents and crush scorpions, because the word of God says that they are under our feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. So I go on to 1 Corinthians 15 and 27. It says, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are under him, it is manifested. So Jesus says that all things are under my feet. And when Christ spoke it, it became manifest. There was nothing that Christ could not do or he did not fail to accomplish when he came on this world. And to him to say that I took the sting out of death and I was able to take the keys from hell for the victory, he let us know that even the other world, I have power and dominion over that also. I have power and dominion over every creeping thing. I have power and dominion over the fowls of the air. I have power and dominion even in the fish in the sea. But most of all, I have power and dominion over the underworld. And he is trying to let us know that the dominion, the dispensation of grace that has been placed upon us has given us the power over the enemy. That has given us the ability, the power to separate ourselves from the world and to be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because dominion rests in our spirit and soul because of the connection that we now have through Jesus Christ to the kingdom. Hallelujah. So Ephesians 1:22 says, and had put power, put all things under his feet. So there's something about the feet that we can tread over, that we have the ability to walk over. David said, give me hind feet that I may can go over some of these things, can go over the ditches and go over the cavities in this land, so that God, that I may serve you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in Hebrews 2:6, Paul brings back to Psalm 8 when he says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And he says, Paul brings us back. He says, there's a place where this question has been asked before. What is man? He goes back because Paul, a student of the Hebrew, he says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And now Paul is talking about Jesus Christ, where David questions about what am I, God? What am I? What kind of vessel am I that you would consider me? Even though I have had a man killed for my pleasure, but yet you are mindful of me. You made me lower than the angels, and you have come and visited me. That means that you have not forsaken me. When David turned around and said, created me, O God, a clean heart, so that you can renew a right spirit in me. And he later says, cast me not away from my presence, thy presence, but draw me in. He says, purge my mouth with hyssop. That means that David had recognized the sovereignty of God. He knew that he had physical dominion over the kingdom of Israel, and yet he messed up. When he decided that his fleshly desire overtook what was the rule of God. That when the Bible says thou shalt not covet, it was still David, he was still telling David, what are you coveting for when I've given you all things that are under your feet? You can have anything that you want, and yet fleshly desire separated you from me. And that's the reason why David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, so that you can renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. And we know that the testimony of David, the testimony that the Word of God scripts about David, being that he was a worshiper, being that he knew that there was a point in time in his life where he was just unworthy of God, but he submitted himself, and God did not overtake him and did not kill him and did not remove him like he did Saul, but David, in his heart of hearts and his spirit, became submissive to the Word of God and laid there until God moved. And a lot of times that when God moves on us, hallelujah, for the things that we have done, it's not to our fleshly benefit, but it's to our soulful gain, to the spirit that is gained. And so some things have to be taken off in order to us receive dominion. We cannot walk in the flesh and abide by the flesh in order to obtain the kingdom power. We cannot move by our own thinking, but we have to move by the Spirit of God, which richly dwells within us, that causes us to move in His authority and to move into the current which the Lord is putting us in, so that we can have power over the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in a season, hallelujah, where God is saying that you can have this power, that you have been dressed in this power, and that we need to use the dominion power that He has imparted in us. No more can we operate in the fleshly realm, in the realm of humanity, in the realm of what we see with our eyes, in the realm of what we hear with our ears. But God, we have to train our eyes to look at the spiritual things and to have our ears to be attuned to the voice of God, because He wants to do dominion power in us.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Transformation cannot come with a fleshly authority, but transformation has to come with dominion power. And we have it. We are royal priesthood. We are subjected to the King. We are in the line of David. We have the kingdom in our hands, and we have the authority because the blood of Christ has anointed us to do the work. And any work that God has called us to do, He does it in dominion. Because He said, I don't want you just to take a city. I want you to take the dominion.
Amen.
It's not about the city. It's not about the nation. It's about dominion, which is more than what our minds and our thoughts could ever think of. He wants us to take dominion over all things which are under our feet. So what the enemy thinks that he has in dominion, God says, I have all things under my feet. And He has imparted in us dominion. He has imparted in us kingdom principles. Because God is not going to give you something that deals with municipalities where we have principalities that we have to fight. Why would He give us a municipality mentality when the principality and the rulers of wickedness are in high places? Why would He give us a municipality mentality? He says we have to deal with wickedness in high places. That means that we have to be higher, higher than what the principalities are talking about in this season. We have to look higher and have the higher power of the calling of Christ Jesus in us. When we press towards the mark, when we press into the high calling of Jesus Christ, we're looking for dominion to rule over us so that we can have power to rule over the wicked places in high places, to overcome principalities. There are levels, but we need to exceed ourselves in warfare beyond just municipalities and land and cities. We need to have a dominion fight for what God has for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He gave us dominion over the creeping things. He gave us dominion over it. He gave us dominion. He gave us dominion over the enemy. He gave us that power to exceed what the enemy has against us. Why would the Word of God even talk about the fight, the good fight of faith, if God did not believe in us that we could conquer because of the faith that we have in Jesus Christ? Why would even God tell Satan to consider Job if he did not know that Job could overcome the enemy in his season? He said, take everything but not him, but touch him. Because God has that much of faith in us that regardless of what the enemy might do, he trusts us in faith that we will exceed what the enemy has put before us and has taken away from us. Because God wants us to be in dominion, authority over the enemy. We should not consider the temporal things of life. We should not consider whether we have things in this season or whether we don't have things in this season, because God is saying to us that we need to look for the spiritual things in order to advance us in life. It's good to have jobs. It's good because we need them. But what is God saying in your life about the spiritual things that will advance you in this life and in this season? If he says that I got dominion over all things, he wants you to walk with him in his likeness and in his image in dominion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to God. He wants us to walk in that dominion authority. Hallelujah. That we can lay hands on the sick, not struggling, not having the ability to have people, as they say, your hype man, trying to hype up the people in order for you to be able to lay hands on the sick and to recover. Because if you had dominion, you could do it immediately and they should be able to recover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should not struggle in the healing. We should not have to struggle in deliverance. Because if the Christ that lives in me and he's telling me to do greater work, then why can't I lay hands on the sick and they recover? Why can't I make blinded eyes see on today? Why can't the deaf be heard on today? If I have dominion power in all things, are under me through the blood of Jesus Christ that causes men to submit to God. And yet we struggle because we don't have that mentality that God has imparted his kingdom in us and that we are heirs and joint heirs to the kingdom, which means that we have a right. We have privileges. We have the authority to do what we speak out of our mouth because the power of the tongue is in us. That we can give life. We can raise the Lazarus in this season. We can speak to the dry bones in the valley. Hallelujah. We can ask the women, is it really the water that you want to drink, or is it the well of the living of salvation that you need to draw from? Hallelujah. 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 He's given us that authority. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We are the representation of what he has died for. And if we stay with Jesus, and if we rule and supplement with Jesus, and we have communion with Jesus, then why can't we do these things? Why do we struggle when God says that all things are with me? And if we know who Jesus Christ is, whom we have never seen before, then how is greater works happening? Why isn't greater works happening the way that God has inspired us to do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. What is man? What is man? What is man? What are we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he has given us a free will to decide whether or not we want to serve him. But he can charge an angel and say, you got to do this. Because if you don't do this, I have the power to kick you out of the kingdom. What is man that we can have complete fellowship with God here on earth? Hallelujah. While angels cry, holy, 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 and the eight of elders lay prostrate before the kingdom, and they cry, holy, holy, holy. But what is man that we can have an attitude or a mindset that we can walk away from holiness and allow us to do just anything that we desire, and yet God still loves us, and he says, come back to your first love. We're looking for dominion power in the season. We're looking beyond the city and the municipalities of this world and of this life, because God has something that he wants to break open out of us. He wants to do some exploit through us. And how can we be able to do this if we're not in the position to have the dominion to rest, rule, and abide over us, to have the kingdom dominion to rule over us, to give us this power? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has equipped us. He has trained us. He has made us disciples of the word. Every word that has proceeded out of the mouth of God has been good to us. It has constrained us. It has restrained us. It has reformed us. It has reproved us. It has melted us. It has reshaped us into the living being that God has breathed into our nostrils, that we became a living soul unto God. To have what? To have the dominion. To rule. To rule. To rule. Not to be subjected to the enemy. Not to be threatened by the enemy. Not to be imprisoned because of the enemy. But he gave us the power to rule. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants more out of us. He wants more out of us. We have too much in us that is lying dormant, that is not being tapped into, because we don't have the willing spirit to allow God to do what he needs to do to get the best out of us. We have too much. How much would it take for yourself to explode? How much pressure is God going to have to put on you in order to get the fruit, to get the fragrance, to get the oil of the anointing to come out of us? How much pressure will God have to place on our lives, on our situation, on our children, on our church? first time. We got to go around the mountain. But when will you stop going around the same mountain, complaining about the same thing, where God said, I had you already into promise, but you rejected what I had of you. So I had to take you around Mount Tabor a couple of times to get you to understand. And I want to put you into promise. I want you to cross over the Jordan with power and authority. But I need to get you from around the mountain. I need to get you from around that mentality that God, I can't be used. That God, I'm not worthy to be used. And God said, yes, why would you be here? Why would I have called you? Why would I have placed my anointing on you? Why would I have not placed my spirit in you if I did not want you to do the work? Do the work. Do the work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the ability to speak. We have the ability to speak life. We have the ability to bound things on earth, and heaven will agree with us. We have the ability, hallelujah, to worship. God, Christ had rent the veil of the holies of holies that we can draw closer to God and his voice and his love. We have the ability to worship, and we have the ability to have the fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have those abilities. What is man that God put his likeness in us? Hallelujah. What is man that he made our spirit to be in the image of God? Why would he do that? He could have put it in a donkey, and the donkey could have had the image of Christ, but he thought of us, that when he made us, that he breathed into us, he had purpose in us. To worship him, to commune with him. Adam and Eve had the ability to walk with God, to talk literally with God, to have perfect communion with God. They were not in nakedness because they were clothed with the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how can we get that back? By serving God. By allowing the God for us to be issued into his glory. To be draped into the glory of God. To be like Moses when he couldn't look at his face because the glory of God was on him. That they could not even see Moses, but they saw God. We have that ability to do that in this season. That when we walk, that the enemy will know there's something special about her. I can't say everything I want to say to her because the glory of God causes men to respect you even before you get into their presence. They say, I can't touch this. Hallelujah. 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 The blood of Jesus Christ, which runs through our veins, which causes us to live. In him I breathe, in him I move, in him, in Jesus Christ. I can't do it on my own, but it's through Jesus Christ that is strengthening me day by day. Why? Because I'm taking off this flesh, this thing that could cause me to go to hell, but I'm trying to put on the Spirit of Christ in me that causes me to upright, that causes me to speak the good things of the Lord, that causes me to restrain profanity, that causes my life to be changed in the midst of people. I am a testimony. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. I am an ambassador of Jesus Christ.
All right.
I am what God says I am, because the great I am has covered me, and therefore I am. I am chosen of God. Hallelujah. Because the great I am has covered me. What kind of man is this that he could turn around and send a plague and turn around and strip a whole nation not to be affected by what the wrath us. Consider me, in spite of failures, in spite of wrong thinking, in spite of my flesh, he still says, Joyce, I want to have fellowship with you. Joyce, I think that I can do something with you. What is man? What are we? What should we be? Is the question. How can we get there? Is the question. The answer is Jesus. Plain and simple. Jesus. Jesus will get you there. Jesus will fill you. Jesus is the one who will give you the power. Jesus is the one who will transform you. Jesus is the one who can take you from glory to glory, from faith to faith. It is through Jesus that we may be killed all the day long, that we may be considered sheep for the slaughter, but it's Jesus who lives inside of us, where Paul says that I'm not afraid of what you might do to this flesh, because this flesh is only temporal, but neither height nor depth, no principalities, no things to come, no things in the past, no things in the future will separate me from the love of Christ, from the love of God, which is through Christ Jesus. Amen. Dominion. Power. Dominion. Authority. Authority. Parents have authority over their children until they reach a certain age and the authority is released. And the accountability starts when that young person has the knowledge of right and wrong. Authority is released into their hands. And as young people, you have the authority to do the things that you want to do. But God says, I'm giving you dominion. That means everything that is in your hands, you can keep it and still reign over it. Over your situation, over people, over the enemy, over illness, over deliverance. God has given us a dominion, authority. It's just not in one area. It's the world. It's the earth that God gave us dominion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the power over the enemy. As I said before, Satan can't repent. He can't go back to God and say, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it. Because what God spoke, it brought into existence that Satan will never have fellowship with God. And all that Satan can do at this point is roam the earth to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. That's all that Satan has, is seeking whom he may devour. But if we have the dominion, Satan can never devour us. If we have Jesus in us, Satan will never have the ability to devour us. He may roar like a lion, but he does not have the ability to devour us. That's what having Jesus in us, it causes Satan not to have the ability to devour. He might cross in front of me. He might be in back of me. But as the song says, I see him jumping. I see him running. I see Satan crawling. Why? Because I got Jesus on the inside. And what I see, he has to move. I can't be tempted by what the enemy puts in my face if I got Christ on the inside. Jesus said, get away from me, Satan. He says, I give you dominion over this. And Christ already had the dominion. So why do we have to have the enemy tell us what we already have? Why do we have to be persuaded by our flesh what our spirit knows that we already have? We have power. Why does Satan have to tell us that I can give you power when Christ already had power? Why does Satan have to turn around and say, I can turn this stone into bread when Jesus was the bread? He was the bread. Why? Why does Satan have to remind him of something that he already had? Because it was to convince him that it wasn't enough. Jesus is enough. He's more than enough. He is the bread of life. He is the living water. He is all that we need. Hallelujah. So why do we have to allow the enemy to convince us that we need more when Christ is more than enough? Hallelujah. We're in a season where God wants us to be in that dominion thinking. That everything that the enemy is doing to us is literally under our feet. Hallelujah. That he has shielded us and protected us and has allowed us. When the Word of God says to put on the whole armor of God, God is not trying to send you anywhere unprotected. He's not trying to send you anywhere unguarded. He's not trying to send you anywhere unequipped. Because the Word of God has everything that we need and then some to engage in battle and to succeed in battle. We should never have a defeated mentality. Or I have to turn my back and run because I feel as though I'm not ready. God would not put you in a situation where he did not equip you for battle. Hallelujah. Great men of war in the Bible was equipped for battle. Why? Because they always had the mentality that at any moment I had to fight. He made them men of valor. Where most people was like, you are some shady, you bunch of shady individuals. I've never seen a bunch of cutthroat individuals, but they made them men of valor because at any point of time, at a drop of a dime, they had the ability to fight at any given situation. They had the ability to fight. They had the ability to know how to surround the enemy and make the enemy attack themselves. Who is God? Who is man that thou art mindful? That are mindful of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. God is awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. That he would consider us in this season to impart words and impart instruction for us to grasp in this season. God is looking for more from us. And he's squeezing, trying to get that more out of us. And we have to be obedient to where God is moving us and taking us individually and corporately. Because the body can't be disjointed. Ministry can't be disjointed. Effective ministry will never be effective if it's disjointed. If all of us are not walking together in unity and with a like mind and with the same purpose and with the same drive, we have to go in the direction that God has us. We cannot sidestep or sit back where there is a movement, a prophetic, a divine movement of God that is flowing. We just cannot be in a position to turn around and say, I just don't want to do this. God is not looking for you not to want to do it because he is going to apply the pressure to make you do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to ask everyone to stand. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. 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 First, we give the invitation for those who don't know Christ, who don't understand that there is safety in Christ, that there is safety being in the will of God. I offer you the invitation for those who are not saved, who don't know Jesus Christ, who don't know that you have power over the enemy, but ask to come. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go into prayer and we're going to pray. Hallelujah. That God will place us into position. Position to do what he would have us to do, hallelujah, in this season. That, Lord, I am submitting myself, I'm submitting myself, I'm submitting myself, I'm submitting myself into your hands to do what you would have me to do in this season. What is it? You need to ask God, what is it that you want me to do in this season? Where is it that you want me to go into this season? How do you want me to be effective in this season? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, we're going to ask everybody to start praying. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're just submitting ourselves to you, oh God. We're submitting ourselves to you in this season, Lord. Oh God, when you are empowering us, God, with dominion power, oh God, to be able, God, to rule over the enemy, oh God. So, oh God, that where we go, oh Lord, and who we see, oh God, that you will give us the power, the knowledge, the authority, oh God, to rule over that situation, God, and to draw them to Christ, oh Lord. Oh God, where you want us to take, God, where you want us to go in this season, Father, where is it that you want us to speak, oh Lord, that we can raise up the Lazarus, oh God, that we can make dry bones, God, come back together, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're looking for better, we're looking for better, we're looking, God, for you to manifest, oh God, for you to do exploit in our lives, oh God. We are willing vessels, oh Lord, in this season. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, exploit us in the season. Oh Lord, you have assigned us in the season. Oh God, let us not miss the call. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You can stay here. Hallelujah. I just want to pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. As you was ministering, I saw the Lord ministering to you as well, that this message was coming, and I see you entering into the season of exploit. I see you stepping in and operating in miracles. So today is like your birth room.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your body. Hallelujah. Do its work in our lives today. In the name of Jesus, we say amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Well, welcome to House of Prayer International Ministries, where this is the Holy Ghost working ground. Amen. Amen. Our vision, we are touching and transforming lives, communities, and nations with the power and love of Jesus Christ, bringing salvation and restoration. Our mission, House of Prayer International Ministry, is a place of refuge for all nations to provide instruction, leadership, inspiration, and encouragement to all, to equip its members for the work of the ministry, to edify the body of Christ, and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing restoration and wholeness to mankind. There's a strong presence here. The power of God is really strong. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. You're welcome to order or to have a copy of today's message or CD for a donation of $3. Praise the Lord. Sister Joyce, we thank you for delivering such a powerful and prophetic message. Amen. 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 And I see you moving into exploits. Jesus. I see you moving into exploits and miracles. Amen. Our ministry anniversary, 7th anniversary, is coming up. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
The presentations are still rolling in.
Amen.
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 So we're looking to have a wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord. And so please, let's be there. Let's be on post, be on time. Starts at 1 o'clock. It's at the Riverton Country Club. It's in Vincent, New Jersey. Amen. So you're all, well, everybody that was here coming to visit, you're welcome to join us this Saturday at 1 p.m. At the Riverton Country Club as we celebrate 7 years of ministry.
Amen.
Amen. We are thanking the Lord for what He has done to in and through our ministry for 7 years. Amen. And it's no cost to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes it sound better, right? Because like, ministry is good and all, but.
Woo, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My dear, do you need prayer today? No, you're okay?
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right, and we had our all-night prayer last month, and we're looking again this month. It's the last Friday of this month. I think that's what they call Black Friday. It's Black Friday. Everybody's going to be all shocked out, laid out. Not I, Sister Cat. Not I, Sister Joy. Yes, we'll be here. Everybody else be broke, but we'll be in the house of the Lord. We'll be in the house of the Lord, seeking His face, becoming prosperous in the Spirit. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So we welcome you to come out. Any praise reports or testimonies? Amen. Okay. We'd like to welcome our visitor. She's visiting with us for the first time. We welcome you, beautiful. What is your name?
Shereen Anderson.
Hi, Shereen. So let me guess, you heard from us about Aunt from Angela. Okay. Wonderful. We welcome you here. We hope you come again. Amen. Y'all know what to do, Alpha Prayer. Love her up, right? Love her up. Amen. We welcome you to come back. And like I said, you're welcome to join us this Saturday. Amen. All right. Well, I'll do the offering, Minister Joyce. Yes. Have her sit down and rest. Sit down. So yes. Rest a little while. Amen. Well, it's time for our offering. Amen. Another time of our worship where we give unto the Lord. And I tell you, it's like the Lord takes what we give and He multiplies it. You know, just like the bread and the fish just multiplies in the Lord's hands. As He gives, He allows us to do just wonderful things. Amen. So we're excited about how we're touching and transforming lives here in the United States, here in West Africa, and all other parts of the world. We're able to do some wonderful things. So we just thank God. So as you're giving, you're sowing into good ground. You know, you're giving as unto the Lord when you give. Amen. So at this time, you're welcome to stand as we prepare to give our offering. After we pray, you can come and deposit your offering, your worship in the black box up here, and return to your seat, and Pastor will give us the final words and benediction. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for another opportunity to come and to worship you. Here we are to worship. Here we are to say that you are our God and our King. So, Father, we come cheerfully. We come with happiness in our heart to be able to sow, to be able to put our hands to the work of the ministry through our finances, God. Father, I pray for the people of God here, and I pray that you would just bless them and cause rivers of finances to come into their homes, God, so that they can even be a blessing in a greater way with their finances, God, for the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, bless your people as they come to give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may come and deposit your offering at this time. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. As we give to the Lord, oh, give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. As we give to the Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give God some
praise. Yes. Hallelujah.
We bless the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 You may take your seat.
Thank you. Amen. How many enjoyed the message?
Amen. Lord willing, you will hear her again next coming Sunday. Amen. Yeah. Oh. She's not in a kitchen. Amen. Don't just hear the word and leave this place and forget about it. You know, if that's the case, then you waste your time over here. As you hear the word of the Lord, make sure you take something out of it. You make something with it. How are you going to be able to have dominion? If you follow the message properly, it was said how you can have a dominion. And it's God's intention for us to have dominion in this life. Amen. Are you listening? Yeah, it's God's intention for us to have dominion in the life that is now. Yeah, we are now to be subject to the plan and agenda of the enemy. That's the main reason why Jesus came. Amen. To be restored, to have us restored to God's original plan and much more. You see, at the beginning he said, well, he gave us dominion over everything that he created, and he lost the dominion.
Yeah.
Jesus come so we can have the dominion back. Mm-hmm. And not only have dominion, but to go beyond it in the life to come.
Yeah.
So as we live, keep that in mind. How can I have dominion? And when you ask questions, that's how you start doing something. You see that light bulb? Somebody asked, how can we have light in the darkness? How can we have light in the night?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we start. And the person started thinking and doing something and came up with a light bulb. Okay, somebody started asking questions. How can we wash clothes? Okay, how can we dry it in a morning time? And having to go outside. So questions were asked. And those questions, we see down the road that the answers came. So how can you have a dominion? You know, Jesus came. Okay, Jesus came, that's not enough. Okay, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer will differ from one person to another because we're not struggling with the same thing. Okay? We don't have the same issues. So therefore, the answer will be different. You're doing everything right. Only one thing is left for you to fix. I can have three things to fix. Somebody can have half things to fix. So that's what you do. You go after the thing you know that you have to fix in order to be in line. You read your word, you pray every day. Okay, but when you leave there, what else do you do? Is that helping your growth? If not, then that's what you need to take care of. If you are one that doesn't pray, then that's the time you have to start praying. So he was said he was plain enough for everyone to understand, and thank God for the joys in the message that came and the time in which he came. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So this Friday is the Saturday is the anniversary, and if you come, well, people say they come in right. Okay, those who haven't confirmed it yet, confirm it. It's too late to be confirming now, but if you haven't confirmed it, you need to confirm it now. And try to be there on time. I am going to have people coming from places and you are going to be over there.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to have to be there. You're going to be there and tell people, okay, welcome.
See that.
And all the time. Amen. We are the people of the house. Okay? They are going to come and try to give us a chair to sit. No. We have to welcome them and say, have a seat. Okay? We have people coming. Let's show them what house of prayer is like. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's who we are.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. So we have to stay in prayer. Okay? We are refocusing on prayer and the power and importance of prayer in the season in which we are. And from now going, maybe I'll call you one day and ask you, have you prayed today? Don't be embarrassed and don't lie to me. If you lie to me, you lie to the Holy Spirit. Just make sure you stay in prayer every day. All right?
All right.
Don't sit, get up it. Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. And tell me you pray. That's not prayer. Because the eye of the Lord is on the earth. He sees everything. Nothing can be hidden from him. So make sure we do that. That's for your good, that's for my good. If you pray and you're good, if I fall, I know you can lift me up. And, you know, vice versa.
Amen.
So, everything has been said, right? Alright, I have a CD ready for the visitor, and it's a joy, and make sure you got your CD before you leave. Amen?
Amen.
And you spoke to her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I hear her doing the her stuff with the bundles by the way.
Yeah.
She'll
be a drummer.
Is that there? Are you there?
Amen.
Are you there? Okay. Yeah, we're not gonna have the Marys to play the drum. Yeah, so House of Prayer, we are known for tambourine. So just we gonna have tambourine really for as many as we can. A lot of tambourine, so we'll make the noise that will be joyful noise. All right, Brother Sammy, thank you for the drum.
Great.
All right, let's end. I'll give the mic over to the Jewish to dismiss.
Amen. Let's put our hands towards heaven. Father, we just thank you for this day, God. We thank you for the impartation of your word. Lord, as we leave this place but not your presence, oh God, we ask that you continue to be with us, oh Lord, that you dispatch angels around us, God, that will cover us, God, that are on assignment over our lives. Lord, we just thank you, and we give you all the praise and honor. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.